Two?
Yeah. Only we're not going to make the CM tonight.
Oh, my God. We do.
Not going to make the CM because I promised Dr. Spinell I'd save it for the Shalvim Lava Malka in his honor. But we will get to the end. Okay? Surprise, surprise. We're on Lama Beis Amaral. We are where it's right. But let's take it from the first two dots. That's where we got up to yesterday. First two dots, which is about three or four lines down.
Four lines down.
Is there a star there?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, Rabbi Radifa. Interesting name. Rabbi Radifa, Mari Spalgan, Rabbi Yirmir, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yirmir, Rabbi Yossi both argued. Chanamar, and this is an argument which is not by us, but we're going to refer back to our case. That's why it's brought down here. Chanamar, Roy Lito Zocha. Question is, who can acquire Peah or any other, Leke, Chicha, any of portions, allotments, which go to entitlements, which go to the poor, for on behalf of the poor. So Chaim Aroy Lito Zocha once said that only somebody who's entitled to pay out can acquire pay on behalf of somebody else. The Chaim Aroy, the other side, Aroy Lito Zocha, even so, anybody who can give pay out, meaning just about anybody, right?
Inserted the word even.
Yeah. Anybody.
It doesn't say that.
What?
It says a Roy Litain.
Oh, but it's obvious. It's kosher. No, the Gemara's about to say it. No, Gemara's going about that. Well, Roy Litain Zocha. Anybody who can give payah. Mandamar Roy. Now, here, there's a big typo here. A lot of typos here. Mandamar Ha Roy Litain should be Zocha. That somebody who's suitable to give can acquire payah for somebody else. Koshkin Roy Lito. Certainly a person who can take payah, which is a subcategory thereof, can acquire payah on behalf of somebody else. Mandamar here too, same typo, backwards. Haroi lito, somebody who can acquire, can take payah, can be zoicha for somebody else. Halitain lo, but that means obviously not the Baal HaBas, who can only give payah, he cannot acquire on behalf of somebody else. Now, says the Gemara, based on this, Hamas Nisim Pliga Mandamar Roy Lito Zocha. The following Mishnah argues on the opinion which holds that only somebody who is suitable to get pay himself, meaning a poor person, he is entitled to acquire pay on behalf of somebody else's behalf. Which Mishnah? The Tamon, we learn over there, Homer Tain gets Elishti. Somebody can, a man can give a get to somebody else's wife. Now, the thing is, we're really asking, although it's not clear from the Gemara, we're really asking from the Shliach LeKabbalah. Okay, we're asking how a woman can appoint a man to receive a get for her. A man is not suitable to accept a get, right? So therefore, how can he be appointed as a Shliach to accept a get? It's interesting. At the best of my knowledge, recollection, Bavli does not ask this question in Gittin. So he says, you recall such a question?
No, I do not.
No. Shekein Roy, who isn't great how we're all Bekim and Shas. Shekein Roy, Lekavo, get Vitam. I understand. Shekein Roy, Lekavo, get Vito. Says the Gemara, no, because he's suited to accept the get of his daughter. In other words, an adult father accepts the get on behalf of his minor daughter. So even if this one doesn't have a minor daughter, but makes men suited to accept gittin, okay? So therefore, he could be a shliach kabbalah because there is a case which the Torah made him the recipient of a get. Mishtar shichur zel avdi. Now the Gemara asks from the rest of the Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah says that you can appoint a shliach to accept a document of freedom, a bill of freedom on behalf of your Eved. So how does that work? Right? This guy can never get a bill of freedom. He's a free man. How can he accept a document of freedom on behalf of a slave? Says more, no. Shekein hu roi lekabel shtar shichru ro. Now, there's a lot missing here in the next few lines of the Gemara. Is very choppy. And the way the Levi Shalim explains this line, it means that we're not talking about a free man. You're right. A free man cannot be a shliach to be makabel a get shichur for an eved. He can't because he's not in the parsha. He's not in the general category of people who can accept the shtar shichur. Rather, we're talking about an eved. Another eved, eved number two, can accept the shtar shichur for eved number one. Why? Because he's suitable to receive his own get shichur.
Doesn't the Bible say that can accept it?
Yes, Bavli says you can. Yeah, right. Bavli says you can. All right. The Shami seems to argue in the Bavli. Okay, now, he changes here the Girsa here, and he adds the words, but he doesn't change, he adds, Va'eved roi laholich es haget. The Eved is suitable to receive the get. Potter lo, let's start him. And there are two, then, and the Mishnah is subdivided into two separate divisions. It's talking about, the Reish is talking about, well, actually, the way he explains it's like this. The Gemara asks a question. If you're talking about an Eved at the end of the Mishnah, it sounds like you're talking about an Eved at the beginning of the Mishnah. And an Eved certainly cannot be accepted get on behalf of a woman. So it says, more part of the law, but studim. You don't have any of this. Maybe the Reed Baz brings it down. But part of the sign, the Mishnah is talking about two separate cases. In the Reisha, where it said a man can be a shliach to be a makabel get, that's a free man. In the Sefer, where it says an individual can be a shliach to be makabel a bill of release, a bill of freedom, that's talking about an Eved on behalf of another Eved. Okay, now the Gemara asks, what's Ninon? Then we learn. He's kabel gets elishti. Oh, it says utnina by you, but it should be vahatnina. Vahatnina, do you have the place, Mrs. Hooker, or did you lose it by now? Vahatnina, he adds a hey, the girl. Vahatnina, then we learn he's kabel gets elishti. Accept this get for my wife. You don't have utnina?
No.
What do you have?
After Pusselwald was done, next...
No. Oh, go back. That Pusselwald, so I'm not up to yet.
Oh,
go back. Utnina skabo gets elishi.
Yeah. Three lines above that.
Three lines above that. Okay? Utnina. And we learned, Vatina iskabo gets elishi, accept this get from my wife. Ole gets elishi, or take this get to my wife. Imrotza. The man is not allowed to appoint the shliach to Kabbalah. It's not his job. He can't accept the shliach for his wife to be makabel the get. So therefore, imratza lahachzir yachzir. If he wants to renege, he can renege still because the get is not yet valid get until his wife gets it. Now, now take out the next four words, five words. Vayev roi lo lichasaget. Take that out. Okay. So now he goes on and says, in Lichora we say, see there that it's going also on a free man, right? Not on an Eved. So Pasalo, let's start him. He resolves it as being two separate statements. You know what? Now I realize what he's doing. I understand, you know, based on your mistake a moment ago.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the Tikkun Gear says, but he's chopping out the whole middle. That's really what he's doing. So it all is one smooth flow. It's the whole... he didn't understand the Levi Yushmoyim, what the girl is doing, obviously, it seems to me. So it seems that the way to go back, let's go back a minute. I was looking over this a long time today, trying to figure out what it's meant. So after Vishtar Shukhu Zela Avdi, right, we're going to ask Vishtar Shukhu Avdi, how could it be? So the Gemara answers came Roy Lakabo Shtar Shichuro. He can accept the Shtar Shichur. And now it should say Taka Utsni, how can you say this Vatnia his Kabo gets Elishti, Hola gets Elishti, Imrota Lachso Yachsir, and that can't be talking about an Eved, because an Eved cannot be Makab Kabo get for a woman. And now we learn Pasalol and Stardim. It's two separate cases. The case of the Shtar Shichrur, which is where an Eved works on another Eved's behalf, and the case of the Get, where the where human being works on free man works on behalf of the Isha's behalf. Okay? So it says the Gemara. Now, the Patzal is starting, he must Nisa. That's the way to read that Mishnah. Must Nisa, but wait a minute. What about our Mishnah? Must Nisa pliga mando mar hargoi eichbi lito. Our Mishnah argues on the mando mar who says, goi lito. How so? It should be lito. Again, remember, it means only a poor person can acquire payo. It's Nina Taman. It says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel owed Meiser Oni. So how did he give them Meiser Oni? In our Mishnah it said, the Tina Tana says in our Mishnah, Isur Acher Shani Osi Lamud, the tenth which I'm going to give as Meiser Oni eventually, Nosun Akiva ben Yosef, it is given to Akiva ben Yosef, Rabbi Akiva, Kadesh Yizkobo Lanim, that he should acquire four Lanim, Umuskar Lo Mekomo, and the place is rented unto him. Rabbi Akiva, Roy Litar, Akiva was very rich. How could Rabbi Akiva have acquired the Meiser Oni on behalf of the poor people?
The end of his life is extremely rich. He inherited all of Tunus Rufus's money after Tunus Rufus died, and he married his wife. And he bought his wife. It's not clear which wife. I think seems he had more than one wife at the time. He had Rachel and Tunus Rufus's wife, but he bought Rachel, it seems. Yushalayim Shel Zahav, we had back in Shabbos, and Ir Shel Zav, which is an extremely expensive ornament.
Okay, so Rabbi Akiva, so Pasalo Achlo Yeshir. Mark gives a partial answer. This is before he got rich. Vafil Temish Yeshir. You know what? The truth is, you can even talk about once he got rich. You can explain Sheparnas. He was the Parnas, meaning the guy by Tzedakah. He was in charge of Tzedakah for the Anim. Viara Parnas Kiara Ani, and the hand of the Parnas of the guy by Tzedakah is like the hand of the poor person. Milsad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's statement.
It appears to me that the Yerushalmi just does not hold the concept of Zachar
Shalom. Why? No. No. Why do you say that?
Why do you say Parnas Kiadani? Why can't it be your Zocha for your...
No, because going to mind them, you need Roy Lito. We pass him Roy Lito. But according to mind them, Roy Lito, we have a question. Explain it to him.
Basically.
I don't want to write that anything like this.
What did you think they didn't? What I think is that anybody can take part of this payoff on behalf of the audience, doing them a favor.
Yeah.
And the general rule is that Zachar Adam Shulchan Aruch, which means you can, in the absence and the specific assent of that person, if you're doing him a favor, you could do it even though he doesn't know about it and on his behalf, and you're acting in his place. So I thought that meant even here, when you take the payoff, you're acting in the place of the Ani. But Rav Heffer pointed out, this only goes according to the view of the Gemara that says that the only person who can acquire this is the person who is a poor man himself. So, therefore, a rich person cannot do it.
Yeah, we just said that if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Now, last Mishnah in Perek in Masechta Maaser Sheni. B'mincha b'yontif. Suzuki, you missed this last night. We said that every third 3 years you go to the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, and you every 3 years.
Well, 3 years.
You go to the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach and proclaim that you have discharged all your obligations for Maasers over the past 3 years. Okay? B'mincha b'yontif ha'yim esvadim. And mincha of yontif are the last day of Pesach. The very last day of Pesach. It's like the Nila Sachag. Ha'yim esvadim, that's when they would do the ma'avidui ma'aser. Ketzei ha'avidui. What would they say in the vidui ma'aser? It's more based on in Psukim, Parshas Kisavo. B'yayati ha'kodesh min ha'bayis. I eradicated all that was holy from my house. Zeh ma'aser sheni. And that's the Ravai. But the Meiser Sheni,
and that thereby the growth of the fourth year, I redeemed it and brought it up to, or brought up to Yerushalayim and ate in Yerushalayim. The Sativ Levi, I gave to Levi, Levi said, Meiser Levi, that's Meiser Rishon. Vegam the Sativ, I also gave it, said Trumo, Trumas Meiser, that's referring to Truma, which goes to the Kohen, and Trumas Meiser, in case he had some Trumas Meiser himself, that he gave it to the Kohanim. Lager le Som Amana, to the strangers, or converts, to the orphans, and to the widows, Ze Meiser Oni, that's Meiser Oni. And it also includes Lekav Shichah and Peah, all the other entitlements for poor people, even though they are not imperative in order to do Vidui Meiser. Min Abayis, I took it out of the house, Zuchala, that's Chala, which of course is taken not of the crop, but out of the dough out in the house. Kikol mitzvot Se'achah Shetzi V'Yisrael, like all the mitzvahs you commanded me. Well, that means if he once gave sheni before rishon, which is improper, any yochlis vados, he can't be say to be the maaser anymore. That's it. Lo avati mitzvah sechay, did not transgress your mitzvahs. Lo ifrash mi mino sheni mino, I did not take from one type on a type which was not the same. Lo minatol sham mechubar. Nor did I take from that which is severed from the ground, that which is connected to the ground, v'lomina chumra tosh, nor from that which is connected to the ground, and that which is severed the ground, v'lomina chodosh al yoshan, not from the new crop on the old crop, v'lomina yoshan chodosh, nor from the old crop on new crop, all of which are forbidden. V'lo shachachti milavar rechecha, I did not forget to make the proper brachos. This is probably an asmachta, because there are no brachos to Raisa. Raisa, no brachos. And to mention your name upon it, the Gemara is going to explain what that means. I did not eat when I was Rachmana Litzlan in Aninus. If you ate when he was on the first day of Avelus, after somebody died for him, by him, and a Yochlis Vados, he cannot say the Vidui Meitzer. I did not literally consume it, but here means I did not set it aside when I was Tomei. I'm fishing Betumah if I set aside any of the tights when I was Tomei and it's forbidden, and a Yochlis Vados, he cannot say Vidui Meitzer. I did not give it all from it to a dead person, meaning. I did not use it to purchase a coffin or shrouds for a dead person. I also did not give it to other people who were in Avelus. I listened to the voice of God, my Lord. I brought it to Beis HaMikdash. That's called by Bikurim, because Bikurim after he brought the Beis HaMikdash. So Beis HaMikdash is called specifically on Bikurim. So I did like all you commanded me. So Machti, I rejoiced in it. But see, Machti Boavon caused others to rejoice in it. Hashkifa Mimon Kachicha, look down from your holy abode, Mina Shemayim, from the heavens. Why? Asinu Macha Gazar Tolena, we did that which you commanded us, do what you promised us. Look down for your holy abode from the heaven. Bless your nation Israel with sons and daughters. And the land which you gave to us, with dew, and winds, good winds. And with rain, progeny for our animals. As you promised our forefathers, Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash, a land flowing with milk and honey, Kidei Shetite Dam Peiros, that the fruit should taste good. Mikan Amru, from here we learned, She Yisrael Mamzerim, Jews and Mamzerim, Mizvadim, can say vidui, because a mamzer inherits his father, so he also has land in the land of Israel. Avalokeirim, but not converts. Lovadim shuchorim, nor freed slaves. She'en lam chelek baretz, they do not have a portion in the land. Rabbi Meir mer aflo kohanim v'levim. So too also not the priests and the Levites. Shalom not luchelek baretz, who do not have a portion in the land of Israel. They do have cities, the cities which are allotted to them, surrounded by Mikrosh, by open space of 2,000 amos on all sides. Yochanan Kohen Gadol made three takanos. A, Havira Dayas Meiser, he canceled this ceremony. In his days, the ceremony was canceled. Afu B'Tel Samorin, he also canceled people who would arouse. Now, this is arouse. Let's talk about the Levim. Levim used to arouse, meaning they used to, in their shear, they used to complain to Hashem and say, Ura Lamatishan, awaken, why are you sleeping? And it doesn't say not nice to imply that Hashem is sleeping on the job. So therefore, he canceled this form of supplication of the Beis HaMikdash. Noikvim. Noikvim means before they used to shech the korban in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to slash it across the forehead in order to blind it with blood so it wouldn't see what's being done to it, so it would be more docile. So we cancel it because it looked like you're making a mum, even though it's not a mum, but it looks like you're making a mum, and therefore he canceled it.
Interesting that's what they did. It wasn't the issue with Tzar Bal Chaim.
No. They weren't so concerned with that. It was necessary for the Shechita, so therefore it's not Tzar Bal Chaim. It made Shechita easier. Until his days, there were hammers banging Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed, it means. And he stopped working Chol HaMoed in Yerushalayim. Yomav, in his days, after his days, Ein Adam Tzorach Lishol Dmai, a person no longer had to clarify the issue of Dmai. Now, the Pashim Pshat in Mishnah, though the Gemara will give another Pshat, is that he was the one who was Misakin Dmai. He was the one who made the takana that any time you have to grain from amoritz, you have to miser it. Less the amoritz than the miser. So of course you no longer have to ask. You just have to tie it. It wasn't a problem anymore. Okay? Says Amore, Bizvada Biyama Rishon Shel Pesach, why don't you do the vidui on the first day of Pesach? Why do you wait till the last day? Kadei She'elu Malocha Beregel, so you can eat from your miser sheni all yontav long. Bizvada B'Shachris, so let him do the video in Shacharis on the seventh day. I've got a mitzvah locha. No. Still a mitzvah to eat all day, right? Feed Meister Sheni. Tani v'abikurim. We also learned that you're supposed to do video on the Bikurim themselves, because it says on Bikurim that you brought them to Yerushalayim. And the reason why you're supposed to do, we learn from Biyarti HaKodesh. I removed all Kodesh from my house. Man tari bikurim, who the one who learns that bikurim are included in Mishnah Rabbanin? Man lo tari bikurim, who the ones that don't learn bikurim is included in Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon, the Tzniyah, we have Machlokas, Rechayovim Biyo, Rabbi Shimon Poter, according to Rabbanin, every 3 years you have to make sure all your bikurim from the past 3 years are taken care of, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold it, bikurim is included in Vidui Maaser. Nisati v'levi, so you're supposed to say you gave levi mikanche noisti maiser lakuna. From this we derive that our Mishnah holds that maiser rishon does not go to the kohanim, which is a question of some debate, which in fact we're going to come back to, whether maiser rishon is supposed to go to levi or to a kohen.
I think didn't yesterday's Gemara say went to the kohen?
Yes, and now we're going to open up the issue again. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina says zosameris. Since it says that your mitzvah on each and every detail, truma, ma'aser rishon, trumas ma'aser, ma'aser sheni, nisraf tivlo, what happens if your process of taking a ma'aser and your tevel got burnt up before you managed to take off all the tights, and yochel izvados, you can't say vidui, because it says it's either implicit or explicit in the vidui that you did all the aspects of taking a ma'aser, even if it was an onus. An onus and that you weren't able to take off, the bottom line is you can't say vidui maaser. Istani tani, there's a brisa which says kol mitzvot shebaterem akves. When it says osisi kol mitzvot secha, it means you have to be able to say I did all your mitzvot, Hashem, every single last one of them. Istani tani, there's a brisa, the brisa which holds kol mitzvah shabbat parsha makvus, not the mitzvahs in the entire Torah,
just the mitzvahs which are mentioned in this parsha, most of which have to do with tithing.
Is that first
view anytime? Is that true that even if you put on tefillah shel rosh before tefillah shel yad, you can't see vidui meiser? Amar leis, they say, ofanas savar kein. I also hold that way, yes. Answers your question, right?
It certainly does.
Okay. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bun. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bun said, Tzorech lomar, you have to say, chala al hakol. You have to say that when you're taking up chala, you have to say challah should be on the entire dough. Truma, we take of truma. You have to say alcohol, it's on the entire crop. And when you say both of them, you have to say la Hashem. It said in our Mishnah, they have to mention Hashem. What? It says v'lo shachachti. And with that we say milvorcha u'izdhask yoshim cholav. So you have to mention Lashem. You have his barach there?
No, I would just...
Oh. You were quoting the Mishnah.
Right.
Yeah. Lashem. Zeh Shem Am Yuchad. That's the... you're supposed to say Shem Hashem. And not just... In other words, not even supposed to say just Lashem. It says Zeh Shem Mucha. You said it's supposed to say Adokoi when you're saying it, because it says, I mentioned your name. Minayin Shlo Asov Lo Kluma Chirichar Miktas. However, you should know, when you give truma, or for that matter bikurim, you can't make your entire crop truma or bikurim. You have to leave some over that's not truma or bikurim. How we know that? Tamlo or chala. Tamlo may reishis below kol reishis. It says truma, chala, bikurim, that should be from the beginning and not the entire beginning. Okay? Minayin shover base. Now, this is kind of out of left field. How do you know that somebody who anoints, this is, we had this earlier in the Masechta, and we're repeating it here because it's relevant to our Mishnah. How do you know that somebody who anoints themselves with the oil of Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim transgressed the mitzvah saseh? How do we know that? Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Simoi said, because it says, Lo nasati mimenu lemeis, I haven't given from it to a dead person. Manachem, what does it mean I haven't given for it to a dead person? If you're using Maaser Sheni money to buy a coffin and shroud, now let's use Maaser Sheni money for that purpose, even for a live person. Maaser Sheni has got to be eaten, not used for anything else, right? So that can't be what it's referring to. Rather, what must it be? Well, actually, it's still the end of saying, it's forbidden for a live person to buy furniture, certainly for a dead person. Rather, what is something which which is a mutter to do with Maaser Sheni if you're alive, and also if you're dead? A live person can anoint himself, that's a proper use, but not a dead person. So where can you anoint yourself with it? A place where you're allowed to eat it. Where's that? In Yerushalayim. If you don't, so then you are transgressing a mitzvah saseh. What the mitzvah saseh is, I'm not sure why to say we dash velona sati mimenu lemeis, which means I use it for myself. Somehow, I maybe holds asei abomi klal lav aseihu, even though we don't pass away. But somehow this lav, I didn't give it to a mace, becomes a mitzvah say that you yourself can use it or should use it, and you should use it specifically in Yerushalayim, and therefore somebody who uses it outside Yerushalayim transgresses a mitzvah say. All right, I don't know exactly how that follows, but it's not germane. Rav Huna Bar Acha said a very famous drosha or statement. Rav Huna Bar Acha said, "B'shem Rav Brash Binsan Torah, B'shem Rav Alexandra, Borei." Come and see, Kama Godol Keichen Shol Eisei Mitzvah. Come and see how great is the power of those who do a mitzvah. Shekol Rav Volbe quotes this more. I love it. He says Shekol Rav Volbe, Rav Volbe,
Volbe.
Reb Shlomo Volbe, big Baal Musar in Eretz Yisrael, the Ali Shur. This is one of the last great Baal Musar. So he says,
shekol hashkafa shebatayra arura. And any time you use the word hashkafa, it's a cursed word. V'zeh v'loshen bracha. This is the only time that hashkafa is a positive word. He has a whole treatise on this. He says that any time you use the word hashkafa, it has a bad connotation. Even Mizmana said, when people use the word hashkafa, it's bad. Hashkafa is normally nowadays used to represent ideologies. It says Ravobe ideologies imply that you have, nowadays, when you use the word, terms of the word hashkafa, means you have an idea and you induce your idea into the Torah. You have your own perspective on the Torah, which he says is antithetical to the true concept of the Torah, which is to not have any preconceived bias or notion, but rather to see what the Torah is telling you. So that's what he's saying. Hashkafa, it's a similar idea. Hashkafa is bad, because hashkafa means to gaze with a preconceived notion, to have some, but here, this hashkafa is good. But every other time it says hashkafa in the Torah, it's bad. Amar Yisrael said, V'lo not only this, Ela shekosu bo by Yoyim Hazeh. It says that, it says, right next to the Parsha of Yidumaisers, it says, on this day. And we dash that to mean, Tanoi Yoima, we want this day to come back. But Zvidu Maisis is such a great day, we would say, like Lashon HaBov Yerushalayim, by Yoim HaZeh, next year at the same time, we should be back in Yerushalayim doing Zvidu Maisis. Rabbi Rabbi Pazi Pasach Pazi. When he wanted to explain what a wonderful thing Zvidu Maisis was, he used to open up and say, Avo Bigvuros, I will come with might, Hashem Elohim. But then, in other words, might mean judgment, Hashem's wrath. But then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes Hashem, Yudke Vavke, which is the Midas HaRachamim, as a result of the Vidui Maitzvahs. That's how this Hashkafa becomes good. Ksiv, it says, Eilish Nebnei Yitzharim Nimela Odon Kolaretz. These are the two children of the olives, of the olive oil, which stand on the master of the entire world. Now the children, that's a funny language. This is a prophetic vision. So funny, it's not clear what exactly the Navi saw, Zechariah, but he saw it, the big aisle, he saw that there were these two, olive trees or olive producing vessels standing over Hashem, so to speak. Rabbi Avo Amar, what does this vision mean? Avo Amar, Yispalgum Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish argued that's the meaning of the vision. Chad Amar once said, Elu Shem Boim B'Chun Livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So about the Tzadikim. Tzadikim come before Hashem, and they have an influence on Hashem. One says that the influence of Hashem is that... Terunim means a complaint. So one says the influence they have over HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with their complaints. Like, you know, Choni Ma'agel came and complained to Hashem that they come to their Hashem with complaints and demands. Charon Amar, the other said, Elu Shem Boim Mikoch HaMitzvos. They come with their mitzvos and ma'aseh tovim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and based on their mitzvos and ma'aseh tovim manipulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control of the world. So it's like we said before, we're asking Hashem, Ashkifim, Onkot, Shkomin, Hashemai. So similarly, Tzadikim always have that impact on Hashem of being able to change Hashem's attitude either by supplication or by sanctification. Yeah.
We very rarely have such.
Yeah, that's right. Most agadot that we had in Yerushalmi is Meisim, not agadot like this. Right. Rav Avile, now here's also a very fundamental Gemara. It's also in Bavli, but not in this detail. Rav Avile Kitan, Rav had linen, flax, velokos, and it went bad. It was eaten by worms. So he asked Rabbi Chia the Great, his uncle, Mal Megasibra, am I allowed to slaughter a bird, umigavla adme, and take its blood, adme is dumb, to take its blood and mix it, bizarakitan in my flaxseed, because that was considered to be a way to keep
keep the worms away. The problem is that if you shecht a bird, you really have to kisei adam. You had to cover the blood with sand so you can't use it. So he's asking, am I allowed to, is this extenuating circumstance where I can slaughter the bird and not cover the blood, but rather use the blood for this worm condition? So says the Gemara, so he said, no, navla. Make the bird in the vela. If you shecht it, you have to cover the blood. You can only make it in the vela. Why did it say to him, first make a worm more to wound it? Make it a trefa and then shecht it. Why did it tell himself make it in the vela? I'll tell you why. Begin the mayor, because they're a mayor. He holds even a trefa must be covered. So therefore he didn't want to say make it a trefa and shecht it, but rather just said to make it a veil or shoot it or decapitate it, whatever the case may be. Says more locate. Now the Gemara asks a very fundamental question, theological question. I understand. Locate Omar Rabbi Yami Shurishima Lakish and Rabbi Yami say name Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Mishalumi Agela. Once they came up from Bavel, lo loka pishton. Now Mishalumi the Golos means not when the Jews came up from the Golos, when Rabbi Chia came up from the Golos. Rabbi Chia was a very pious and righteous man. And he protected his generation through his piety from the linen being afflicted. No linen was afflicted, no wine went vinegary. That was the schus of Rabbi Chia, the great, and his children. V'Rav. So what about Rav? Rav, he was a nephew of Rabbi Chia on both sides, right? Rabbi Chia was married to his wife were both related to Rav's parents, right? I don't remember exactly. I think Rabbi Chia's sister married Rabbi Chia's wife's brother, or something like that, whatever. So they were cousins on both sides. It was a nephew on both sides. So how could he be afflicted? He was from the family of the protectors. So a very fundamental concept of Rabbi's side. Like this pasuk, Shimu elai abirei lev. Listen to me, the mighty of heart are choking mitzdaka, a distance from tzedaka. What does that mean? Chalamar once said, Rabbi Avomar, Ispagum Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish is arguing this. Chalamar once said, Shekol boi oilam boi mitzdaka. Everybody here comes with charity. Veilu boim bizroya. These come with their own might. Meaning, the whole world is supported because of the tzidkus of Rabbi Chia and his family. But why is Rabbi Chia and his family supported? Only bedin, only with judgment. And therefore, Hashem can have mercy on everybody else. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be medaktek. He will be carefully meticulous with the exacting punishment of Rav and Rabbi Chia and his family for anything that they even the slightest infraction. Because they are the source. They're at the epicenter of this whole deal. Says the Gemara, another interpretation. The other said, All the goodness and all the consolation comes to the world, is all in their merit. And they get no benefit from it. How so? Kigon Marzutra, such as Marzutra. The Matzi Ocharoni would daven for other people, Misani would be answered. Val Nafshei, when he davened for himself, Lo Misani would never be answered. So it's a fundamental concept. My piety can protect somebody else, but it won't necessarily protect me. Okay? Tani. Going back to the Mishnah. We're talking about the cities of the Levim. So Tani, we learned Oream Levim, the cities of Levim, L'machloikas Nitnu. L'machloikas means they were divided up to the Levim. They're part and parcel of the Levims. They're owned by Levim. Divrei, now here's typos again, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Korn Rabbi Yossi. And that's why he holds that Levim can say Vidu Meiser, because they do own land. and the next one should be Rabbi Meir Oimer LeBeis Dir Ninu. They're only allowed to live there, but they don't belong to them, therefore they can't say Vidu Meiser. As Yodei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is the following. Rabbi Yehuda is going to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir Gedaiter and Meir is in line with this line of reasoning consistently. The Tia we learned, people, murderers, unintentional murderers, murderers for sure, fled to an Ari Miklot. So they lived in the Ari Miklot, right? Which belonged to Levim. All the Ari Miklot belonged to Levim. So, their mothers would pay rent to the Levim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because they own the city, so they have to pay rent for their sons to remain in the city. Rabbi, and this should be Rabbi Meir. The Levim did not own the city; they were just given the right to live there. So therefore, whoever fled there had the right to live there as well, and there we didn't have to pay rent. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lucky said, Masnisa our Mishnah, which says that. No proof, just far.
There's no basis for it.
There probably is, we're just not aware of it, because a lot of times I've seen, especially the Meshech Chachma and others, they darshan words in the Torah to give us allusions to Chazals which we're not aware of. That's a large part of what the Meshech Chachma does, and the Torah Kvim will do it from time to time, the Malbim. So there are those who actually go through and give expanded explanations. Also might be Mechilta or Safrosi Free, which we don't know here. Okay, Rabbi Yemer, Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rishim, B'lokas, and Masnisa, Mishnech, Dulios, Nosnim, Meiser, L'Kohanim. Our Mishnah is talking about once they still were suspect not to give, once they were suspect to give their Meiser to the Kohanim. And at that point, they stopped. Rabbi Yochanan stopped. Not Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan and Kohen Gadol stopped being the Meiser. It says Ganes Hativ LeLevi. They weren't giving Levim anymore. So what? You can't say it. Hadam Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan B'chador. This was statement Rabbi Shlokish. Agrees with Rabbi Yochanan one aspect. The Pagalei B'chador argues him in another aspect. Peter Lovey, what does it argue with him? The Tanya says, very interesting b'raisa, it seems it's in a Mishnah actually, in Yevamos. It says, V'chein bas kohen. Well, we'll just hope for the best. The daughter of a kohen who's engaged to a Levi. She's the daughter of a kohen, she's engaged to a Levi. V'osocha b'truma, when she's engaged, cannot eat b'truma. Nor can she eat b'maiser. Can't eat mice. I understand she can't eat truma because she's engaged here. It's not really engaged, it's betrothed, right? She's a mureses to a lady, so she's on her way out of kahuna. But mice there, manafshach. Mice, of course, she should be allowed to eat. Kohanes, she's still a kohanes, she should be able to eat. Levia, if she's already a Levia, she can eat too. Tocha, let her eat. Rabbi Yila b'shem Rabbi Yechnon said, Rabbi Yila named Rabbi Yechnon said, this is commandam our ein noisti maiser lakuna. This is going according to the opinion which holds that you're not supposed to give maiser to the Kohanim. So therefore, when she's a Kohen, she won't be able to eat it, and therefore we don't let her eat it now. Now the thing is, so this argument with Shlokish. But Shlokish held it was a bad thing that they gave to the Kohanim. Right? And this is, Wait. And here, no. See, it's a tricky thing. Here, Rabbi Yochanan say, well, this mission is going to command them roads. You're not supposed to give Meiser to the Kohen. Which sounds like Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that you are supposed to give Meiser to the Kohen. So Reish Lakish held it was bad that they're giving Meiser to the Kohanim. Rabbi Yochanan held it was good that they're giving Meiser to the Kohanim. Again, because that was the definition of the Gezer which Ezra made when they didn't come back up to Israel as part of the Ezra's movement. Have okay. Misayele, that's the case which the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue. Where's the case that they agree? Do Amar Kulin Leshvach. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both agree that all of Rabbi Yochanan's, all of Yochanan Kohen Gadol's Takonos and Mishnah are positive ones. Now, Reish Lakish obviously held this one was a positive one because they weren't giving the Maisers properly. They were giving them to Kohanim instead of Levim. So therefore, he held that the Maisers had to be canceled. And Rabbi Yochanan also held that this is a positive Takonah. Why? Because of other reasons. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yechanan Kohen Gadol Shoach B'Rebuchol Yisrael, first about the Mai. Yochanan Kohen Gadol sent emissaries in all the land of Israel, all the cities of Israel. He found they're only taking off Truma itself. Avo Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, but Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, man are you mafrishin, man lo you mafrishin. Some are separated, some are not. Amar, he said, oil of Maaser Rishon, my Maaser Rishon, there's death. Maaser Sheni, bovon tevel, Maaser Sheni, there's, if you don't take it off, it's tevel, which really also is death. I don't know why the difference, but they're both death. Yei odom koreshen l'truma, therefore we have to make sure to avoid that problem. That a person should designate truma, utrumas meiser, and the trumas meiser, and also coin give the coin. O meiser sheni mechalo amos, he redeems on his money. Vashar meiseroni, and the rest is meiseroni, which he gets to keep, as long as he designated ready. Shamotu mechaver levarai, because the honey has to prove that it was not yet tight. But the bottom line is that the mai always applies, unless you have a chaver who tells you ready meiser. You always have to the Maaser the Mai. Ask the Gemara v'isvade. What do we care if the guy made it, didn't do it right? Let him make a video Maaser anyway. What do you care? Says Gemara, no. Am Rabbi Yila kasu lifnei mokum gets God angry. Mushuimer asisi. If somebody said asisi chomitz vasecha, but also he didn't do it. So ask the Gemara me'ata. If that's the case, So let's make a dichotomy. Those who take off should be misvada. Those who do not take off should not be misvada. No, although at times we'd like that, we'd learn ad ashkifa you amim kol namuch. Up to the word ashkifa, they would say softly in the Beis Hamikdash. Mikam ve'elchay amim kol gavah. From there on, these would say in a loud voice. So therefore, those who could not say would be embarrassed. So in order not to embarrass them, we just canceled the whole concept of Vidui Maaser. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan and Kohen Gadol got rid of it. Esam Orim. What else do you get rid of is some Orim? Shvarim Orim. Ozer Chiyomim. Ura Lama Tisha Hashem. Does it say to God, why are you waking? Why are you sleeping? Hakita! Arise, while Tis Nachlanetzel, do not forsake us forever. Ask more anyway. V'chiyeh she'el v'nei ha'mokom, because God sleep. V'alo kval ne'ama, does it already say, he ne'lo yon, v'lo yishad, shoy me'el yisroel. Well, the watchmen of Israel will never sleep. Matam lomar v'yikatz. Matam lomar v'yikatz kiyosh Hashem. So why does it say that Hashem woke up like one who was sleeping? Ela kivyochel. Rather, it seems ki ilu lefon of Shein, as if he's sleeping. B'shoah when she Yisrael b'tzora, when the Jews are in travail, v'umosom b'lvoche, and the nation of the world are in plain tranquility. V'chein u'omer, and so too it says, uva'am re'som, when they rebel against me, tolen einai, my eyes will rest, so to speak, look away from them, there will be what we call now a Hester Ponim. So Levim did have a complaint which might have been legitimate, but still doesn't sound right for them to say that in the Beis HaMikdash. Esanokvim, he canceled the people who made the scratches in the forehead so the blood would drip down and blind the animal. Those who would hit the eagle between its the calf between its horns. It's not really trade, but it looks like trade because it's gushing blood all over. So until when are you going to give them his bare trafus? Amad Vosalim Tavos, and then he made for them the pens, the rings, to hold the animals steady when they are shechted, so it shouldn't be a problem. Rabbi Babish and Yehuda said, what are the tabos? Tabos of Salem, tabos, Ruchavos Vimatan, they were wide on the bottom, but they were narrow on top to crimp the head of the korban, so it'd be easier to shechta. Ad yom avo yupatish makib Yerushalayim, until his days it was the hammer in Yerushalayim, meaning atchilas yom, until the beginning of his days. Uvi yom av, during his days, in adam tzorel shol d'mai, but he will no longer have to ask about d'mai shemit zugos. He had couples of students, or a Talmid HaChomim, who go around the land making sure that he took up Trumas and Maizrus. That's different than previous Gemara. Previous Gemara said that he made the Takon of the Mai. He was saying he didn't make the Takon of the Mai necessarily. What he did was he made sure people take up Trumas and Maizrus. That was the root problem. Mr. Rabbi Shimon Shea Levi, I'm Rob. Till now he's learning Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, well, they're all positive Takonas. But there's some Rabbi Shimon Levi says mainly Gnaitz are negative, mainly Shvach the others were positive. And Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Tanu Bar Chia, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Levi, they also named Rabbi Shimon Levi. But he shined originally. The Meitzer Neisel L'Shloshel Chalokim. Meitzer was given in three portions. It's amazing Gemara. It was given three portions. Shlish L'Makir Kura to Levia. Three were given to those who were recognizable as crime Levia. That was the third of the Meitzer. Ushlish L'Otzer, the third went to the stockpiles. Ushlish L'Anim, and the third went to the poor people of Chaverim and Tamid HaChachom Shirim B'Yerushalayim. The Achronim asked the Kasha, how can you do this? How could they do this? Meister reached us, go to Levim. So one of two answers. Either that there were a lot of, there was a lot of Meister Shane Shul Levim were Moichel. They didn't care. Or the Levim in this case, were the Talmid HaChachamim who got the Meister. Okay? So says Mo'am Rabbi Yossi Braibun. Rabbi Yossi Braibun said, mean the Hava Solik Lemeidan B'Yushalayim. So there used to be a custom. Somebody who had to go up to a court case in Yerushalayim and had to subpoena his witnesses or his litigants, add the class even until three subpoenas were sent out, they had to pay out of pocket. We kind of have from the fourth subpoena and on, Mishalotzer, the Otzer, and the base, the Otzer and Yerushalayim would pay for the subpoenas. Mishabal, now, why did Yochanan and Gongardo cancel Vidu Meiser? Mishabal, Lazar ben Pachoyra, Vyuda ben Pesoyra, these two Rishoyim, Hoyu, Venodli Mosim Mizoran, they would take the Meiser Rishon, which is in the stockpile, which are gathered either for poor people with the consent of Levium, or gathered for poor Levium. They used to come and take it forcefully. Yoyin Kogapur protested against them, but he refused to protest. Instead, what he do? Instead, he just took away the Vidu Meiser, because it wasn't going to the proper place anymore. The Zulignai, Rabbi Shimon Ben Levi learns this is a negative statement about him, that you desecrate such a venerable institution by not by canceling and not protesting the wherever this Otzer was. Right. They would strong arm the people there. Okay. Esam Erin Lishvach. Rabbi Shimon Levi also holds that those people who would say Ur Hashem Lamatish and cancel them was a good thing. And also Anoikvi Lishvach, that he canceled the people who would go and make the things in the Karbanos.
Which part are you
going to
say?
The very last line. Ad yom avshay yepatish makib Yerushalayim. Till those days the hammer would bang Yerushalayim. What is that? Ad chilas yom av, till the beginning of his reign. As Kohen Gadol. He was Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Rabbi Chizkia shol Rabbi Chizkia lo mistabrat. So if yom av doesn't make sense to say it was until the end of his days, if it's a gnai, it should mean his whole life he wasn't misaking it. Amalisa said, yeah, of Anasavar Kane. I also hold that way. That until it was only the end of his 10 days of Misaka, because otherwise, and it was a Kanai that he waited so long, was improperly waited so long. Okay, before, we're going to stop here, just before Demai, but I want to tell you there's a Tikkun Girsa here. Instead of the last. Well, it doesn't matter. We'll leave it out for now. Okay. Let's start Masech Techala. Chamisha Dvorim Chayim V'Chala. Five things are Chayim V'Chala. Hachitim, wheat. Basorim and grain. Bakusmin, rye, I think. Shibola Shuol, spelt. Rashifon, oats. I don't know, I probably got that wrong. Kusmin is oats. Shibola Shuol is rye, and Shifon, R is spelt. Harei L'chayim V'Chala, D'or Chayim V'Chala. You make a dough of any combination of them, then they all join together to be chayim chala. Basurim b'chodesh nei Pesach, and they're also to be eaten before Pesach as chodesh at milik tor at the harvest. Leave nei omer before till after you do the omer. B'mishrish according to omer, if they took ruby for the omer, omer matir and the omer permits them. B'mav. And if not, they took root after the Omer, assuring they're forbidden to consume Ad Shiyavo Omer Abba until the next Omer is brought next year, same time. Have a good evening.